Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of January. The purpose of the day is to work on your physical fitness. If you have health issues, be sure you check with your healthcare professional before you do anything strenuous and hurt yourself. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The 2024 schedule will be posted there pretty quick in a few weeks. And the telephone number will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, what would be the firearms tip of the week, sir?
Well, we're going to talk today about how to make your M4 AR-15 more reliable.
All right.
If that's going to be your primary weapon, and I honestly think that when freedom actually gets defended kinetically in this country, it's going to be the AR-15 that is the primary weapon that does the job. Do we need guys with 50 cals? Yes, we do. But the fact of the matter is the AR-15 is going to be the primary weapon used and probably should be. It's a good weapon system. What are the things that you can do? I'm going to try and give you 5 things that will make your AR-15 more reliable and more worthy of defending your life, more effective at defending your life, the life of your family, and the lives in your community. So, number one, what's the first thing you need to do? You need to change that bolt catch bolt release to a billet bolt catch or bolt. Do not have a factory stock cast bolt catch in your gun. Change that thing. It's inexpensive, and it is the number one failure of AR-15s. Suggestion number 2, the bolt, that part that the firing pin goes through, that part of your gun that pushes that round into the chamber and locks up with the barrel extension. If you have more than 1,000 rounds on that bolt, 1,500 rounds, change that to a bolt made of a different material. If your bolt is not made of 9310 steel, or S7 high shock steel, you need to get one that is made of one of those two materials. You need to absolutely get rid of the 158 carpenter steel mil-spec bolt. Those things are junk. They will break in a firefight if they've got more than 2,500 rounds on them. We see it all the time. And they break right where the cam pin goes through the hole in the bolt. So change that bolt. That's suggestion number two. Suggestion number three, use flat wire spring technology in your AR-15. There's two places that it really matters. One is your buffer spring. You can get a collapsible stock flat wire, not round wire, but flat wire buffer spring. You can get one from Strike Industries for $19. Why does that make your gun more reliable? It's very simple. That flat wire spring does two things for you and your gun. It puts more pressure on the bolt carrier when the bolt is locked up. So when the gun goes bang, the bolt rotates slower because of that increased pressure, and it unlocks slower, which makes your gun smoother and more reliable and less felt recoil. Now, as the bolt rotates and unlocks and the bolt and bolt carrier start to move rearward and compress the flat wire spring, the flat wire spring's resistance to that movement doesn't climb like a round wire spring. So the rate of poundage resistance is lower, the rate of increase is lower, which means when you get into the last half of the travel of the bolt carrier, that final 50%, so you can clear the next round and then throw everything forward and put a new round in the chamber. That last 50% of travel of the bolt and bolt carrier system, there's actually less resistance because the spring is flat, not round. So not only will you have a smoother locking and unlocking when you're firing, but your bolt and bolt carrier will travel the proper distance even when it's dirty, because there's less resistance in the last half of the travel of that assembly. And so that flat wire spring technology makes your mechanism, your firing mechanism, bolt, bolt carrier, buffer, and spring, usable over a wider friction range. Gun could be clean, it'll still work. Gun's dirty, it'll still cycle. It will make that gun much more reliable and also much more runnable. Plus, it takes stress off your extractor in your bolt, so you're less likely to break the extractor of the bolt. These flat wire spring technology helps a number of things, and it's very inexpensive technology. Like I said, you can get a flat wire spring from Strike Industries for $20. Second place we use flat wire spring technology is in our magazines. You got a 30-round, got a bunch of 30-round magazines with round wire springs. You can only put 30 rounds in it. So you've got to pull two out so that you can use that magazine effectively in a firefight. You can do quick reloads and stuff. But if you go to a flat wire spring, not only can you add an additional round to the magazine, but when you take two out, you now have 29 rather than 28. And that spring will never take a set. Flat wire spring will not take a set in a magazine. And if you understand spring technology, if you load a bunch of magazines and leave the round wire spring compressed, and it's not made of a very high quality silicon steel material, that spring takes a set. It shrinks, and it doesn't operate with a normal amount of force, and so it doesn't run reliably. But the other thing that the flat wire spring does in the magazine is it gives you a very interesting compression profile. So when the magazine's full and the spring's compressed and it's putting as much force on the ammo as it's ever going to put on it, you're not putting as much pressure against the lips of the magazine. So it causes fewer problems with the magazine. The second thing is when you get to those last one, two, or three rounds in the magazine and you're shooting really, really fast, the flat wire spring actually has a little more pressure of the ammo against the lips. It moves the ammo up to position in the magazine quicker when you're firing, which makes the gun more reliable if you're one of these guys like my instructors that can pull the trigger every tenth of a second. So just adding flat wire springs to your primary defensive system, your AR-15, your M4, your M16, gives you a whole different level of reliability, and I recommend that you put that technology into your weapon. It's inexpensive and it works. Okay, so we've talked about flat wire spring technology. We've talked about changing the material your bolt's made of. We've talked about using using a billet bolt release. That's a really important thing. Those things fail all the time. And the last thing you can do to make that gun more reliable is to give it a very light dusting when the parts, the internal moving parts, are all clean and dry. Give it a very light dusting of a carbon graphite spray before you lube it up.
Well, that's great advice, and advice that will keep these weapons functioning under all conditions, won't they?
It sure does, and it means that your gun will run smoothly with a much higher round count before you have to take it apart because it's not cycling properly. You know, you can shoot these guns, and the last thing that you can do is to, if you're a gas impingement system, is go to a piston kit, and we recommend the Adams Arms piston kits.
All right. Offhand, if you know off the top of your head, what does one of these piston kits cost?
Oh, they're a little over $300 if you don't catch them on sale.
Okay. And they do have sales once or twice a year?
Yeah, there was a sale going on last week. So if you're thinking about buying a piston kit for your AR, if they're still on sale, it might be a good time.
It may very well. This is Farmers Monday. Any questions or comments, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Missouri legislature is in session. I don't know about the other 50 states, but we can count on anti-gun legislation both at the state level and the federal level coming up. That's almost without a doubt, isn't it?
Gets introduced every year. I don't think they're going to be successful with the anti-gun legislation in Missouri, but boy, they've been successful with the globalism and controlling the healthcare industry. And we have a level of medical tyranny going on in this country that most people are completely unaware of. And you better wake up on this one, folks, because the amount of control they can exercise on your life if you don't shut this stuff down is absolutely frightening. If you go to Rumble and you look up a show, Globalism in Missouri, yes, it's present even in the Show Me State. The gal's name that's doing the presentation is Jody Grace. That is well worth listening to. Highly recommend that you go and listen to that to understand what they're trying to do in your state as well. The other thing that I'd like everybody to take a listen to, Tucker Carlson, okay, just did a show. It's episode 60, I believe. Is it Tucker Carlson on X.com?
Well, he has his own website, TuckerCarlson.com also.
Yeah, but look at episode 60 with Brett Weinstein. If you want more information on how they impose medical tyranny on the United States and how they're shaping the battlefield to win the next fight, they lost this one, but I'm telling you, an election year is upon us. We're going to have another plandemic right before the election. They have to justify this mail-in ballot garbage. So it's coming this year, folks, and you need to understand how they're going to silence the medical professionals that are telling the truth. Go to episode 60 on Tucker Carlson. I think it's at Tucker Carlson on X.com, but check it out.
All right. Sam, we got our next caller. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Right. Well, you were talking about the material in the bolt. Did that include the bolt carrier also?
No. No. Any,
just the bolt.
Any properly heat treated steel will work fine for a bolt carrier. The bolt carrier is really not under a lot of stress. The only stress where you find on the bolt carrier is on the surface where the cam pin is operating against the helix of the bolt carrier. There's a little wear point there. But any material bolt carrier, any good quality steel, salt bath nitride or nickel boron, NIBX3 nitride, anything like that will work for a bolt carrier. But it's the bolt itself that will fail when it gets really hot, if it's had over 2,000 rounds put on it, and you get in a firefight about 2.5 magazines in to a really fast and furious fight, and that bolt will break, and now you have a club instead of a rifle.
Oh, yeah, so it breaks where the pin goes through, basically.
Yeah, right where the cam pin goes through. That's exactly what happens.
All right, I wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, 9310. Yeah, 9310 steel, and the bolt will go 60,000 rounds, not 2,600 rounds.
Where do you locate a bolt like that?
Oh, there's probably 10 manufacturers now that are making them out of good material.
Okay.
Just read the description on the bolt. It'll tell you if it's 158 Carpenter steel, which is a mil-spec steel, which is absolute nightmare. You don't want that. Or it'll tell you it's 9310 or S7 high shock. Anything but 158 Carpenter steel is probably going to work better than what you got.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Bye.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Okay, updates, if any, on the lawsuit, sir?
Well, the other side is they have 5 expert witnesses. I had a meeting with my attorney last week, and he said some interesting things, that their attorney's trying to cause a delay, even though we have a scheduling order. I don't know if he'll be successful in doing that. They have 5 expert witnesses. My attorney said, I'm working on a case right now. It's a $2 million malpractice suit. They only have 2 expert witnesses.
Right.
But here on this case that's, you know, $100,000 rather than millions and millions, they have 5 expert witnesses. And the expert witnesses refuse to answer my attorney's phone calls on setting up a deposition. And so now they're fighting about that. I mean, it's just these people they're very unethical. That's all.
Almost all judges have enough experience that they can see right through these kind of tactics, can't they?
Yep. And I think the judge said in a phone conference to the attorneys, I'm well aware, and he said this to the other side's attorney, I'm well aware that your client has absolutely zero limitations on funding and that you found yourself the client of a lifetime, but let's get on with this. So I think the judge is about fed up with this garbage, but who knows? I wish the judge was a little more aggressive at this point.
I've worked in law firms where I was making my living with what's called billable hours. And if that's what they're doing with the opposition, they're scoring up lots of hundreds of billable hours, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're making really good money on this one.
Absolutely. Our next caller is Steve in New Mexico. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, good morning. Listen, question. If your main platform is going to be an SKS, I was wondering if you knew or recommended a company to get quality upgrade parts if needed, and which parts would you say would need to be upgraded?
Well,
and I thank you for your time, and I'll get off and listen.
Okay. I think that if that's your platform of choice, there's 2 things you really need to do. You need to buy a forearm system that allows you to have a Picatinny rail on top of the weapon system so you can mount something that works in the dark, like a thermal sight. The second thing you need to do is you need to go to Hyperfire. They have an AK-47 semi-auto trigger that's outstanding, and I would absolutely put a good trigger in that weapon system. Those are the 2 mods I would recommend.
All right. Great answer. We have our next break. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I moved my COVID panel today up to the top section on the right side. It'll be there before the day's over. The worst crime in human history, seriously, taking place right now on the 8th day of January, 2024. Millions of people worldwide being killed by the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. You want to educate yourself, get up to speed on what's going on? That's where you do it. If you have issues with pain, issues with sleep, check out the Energy Cleaner. I have everything in stock ready for immediate shipment. I ship 500 a year all over the planet, literally all over the planet, with a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. So if you have issues with sleep, issues with pain, check out the Energy Cleaner at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there. You can PayPal or call my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. And let's continue, Sam.
Well, I think it's important that people get ready, because the globalists are coming for America. And they're doing it at an increasing rate. They've gotten very, very bold. And if you don't have the fundamentals in place, if you don't have a good rifle, a good suppressor, a good pistol with a good suppressor, if you don't have 15,000 rounds for your rifle and cleaning supplies and spare parts, if you don't have at least 3,000-4,000 rounds for your pistol, if you're not trained, okay, if you don't have training on how to use cover, owning a gun and buying ammo is not going to help you. Let me tell you what happens in the real world when people start shooting at each other. The people that are not behind cover in less than 2 seconds die in the first 3 to 4 seconds of a firefight. That's how it works. So if you don't know how to move to cover instantly and use that cover to command an area and dispatch people that are shooting at you, you really have no chance. You're wasting your money on guns and ammo. You're probably better off not fighting. You're probably better off getting on the train car and going to wherever it is they're going to take you. Okay, so it's not just about owning the gun. It's not about throwing down the Visa card and buying a gun and some ammunition. It's not just about the instrument. The musician matters. And you having fundamentals in place, knowing how and what to do immediately when the shooting starts, will be the difference between living and dying.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I've mentioned this many times over the years, many times. Owning equipment does not translate into having the skills whatsoever, does it?
No, it doesn't at all. And people that think they can technology their way through or Visa card their way through these difficult problems, they don't really understand. I remember watching a Fox News show about, I don't know, a year and a half ago, after the Ukraine-Russia thing had sort of had broken. Russia came across the border and the fighting began. They showed this guy in full camo. You know, he was a Ukrainian freedom fighter or whatever he was, right? He had a Kalashnikov in his hand, and he was fighting from behind this concrete wall. And I thought to myself, boy, this guy's exposing a lot of himself to shoot that gun. He's probably going to die here in a second if anyone shoots back. And, of course, he ran the gun out of ammo almost immediately.
Right.
And the news clip then showed him changing magazines.
Right.
And it was like a 28-second mag change. And I'm watching this poor guy. And then I realized you got the close-up of him trying to change the mag on the camera, they kind of zoomed in on him a bit. And I'm watching this guy, and at the four-second mark, I'm thinking, for God's sake, put the mag in the gun and get back in the fight. What is taking you so long? At the 12-second mark, I was like, oh, no, this guy has had zero training at all. And at the 28-second mark, I just turned the TV off and walked away. But if it takes you 4 seconds to change the mag, you're not as good as you think you are.
No.
If you can't do a mag change in a second and a half, at least under 2 seconds, you're terrible. Let's be honest. And I don't mean get the mag out and get the new mag in. I mean fire a shot, the last shot of a magazine, get the empty mag out, put the new mag in, close the bolt, and fire another shot out of the new mag. The time between shots should be well under 2 seconds. If you can't do that, you're smoking something you shouldn't be smoking. You're not as good as you think you are.
Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Things that will inform you, educate you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. I hope you get angry when you find out the details of the worst crime in human history. You should be. And, of course, products that will help you achieve your goals. Tomorrow we'll be really introducing, for the first time, a full hour, the new LifeWave products I represent. I recently found out that the U.S. Army Special Forces regard them as a matter of classification when it came to helping the Special Forces troopers regain lost energy and health. So we'll be talking more about that tomorrow. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner, as always, my home business. I ship 500 a year all over the planet. I want to help you also if you have issues with pain, issues with sleep. The Energy Cleaner will help. Details at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center is freedomtrain.net. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I think it's absolutely critical that Americans around this country understand what's happening. We have lost political control of this country. We no longer have representative government here in the United States. And in most states, we no longer have representative government because of the consolidation of power in the state legislatures. You typically have a Senate leader or a Senate pro tem. You also have a Speaker of the House in your state legislatures. If you don't agree with those two men's politics, nothing politically that you agree with or would sign on to will probably come to the floor for a vote. The centralized control of the state legislatures is part of the downfall of this country. It's part of the destruction of our Republican, our republic, our representative form of government. So many people believe America is a democracy. Of course, it is not a democracy. We have a democratic republic where we are electors and elect our representatives. Well, if our representatives that we elect to represent our interests, not someone else's, but our interests, if they have no power in their legislatures, if they can't introduce bills and get them to the floor for a vote, then effectively you have no representation. And this has gone on at the national level for decades and decades, and it's gone on at the state level for decades and decades. And we need to do a number of things. We need to defeat the globalist agenda. We need to restore free and fair elections. We need to decentralize and separate powers the way our founding fathers originally envisioned a republic functioning. And we need to restore the checks and balances around both the federal government and our local governments. And right now, we are seeing our sovereignty given away to these federal entities. Just look at the Governors Association that your Republican governor signs on to, is a part of, and participates in the agenda of the National Governors Association. The whole thing's funded by Bill Gates and George Soros. These are not conservative Christian ideals being pushed by your Republican governor. And they're part of an association of governors that are pushing all the same garbage. When you look at who's behind the globalism and how they use associations and commissions and federal co-ops and national co-ops, when you hear these association, commission, blah, blah, these terms, just substitute the word globalism, because that's what you're dealing with. That's how they're doing it. They're circumventing the legal system with these associations. They're giving up our sovereignty to these associations run by the elites. The elites that are for population reduction, that are for destroying the U.S., the elites that are for taking your rights away from you. It's time to pay attention, folks. I'm telling you, this is going to get out of hand really quick. They are accelerating the rate at which they're coming to destroy America. And people are going to have to wake up, a lot more people than have woken up already. This is not good. I'm telling you, the next plandemic will very nearly precede our next national election. The level of voter fraud will go up, not down, in this next election. They're going to try and convict Trump before the election or tarnish him to a degree that he can't win. I'm not a Trump fan. I'd rather see Ramaswamy as president than Donald Trump. I'd rather see Rand Paul, anyone with a more libertarian, God-given rights bent than some of these other people. But the smartest guy in the race right now is Ramaswamy, by a long way. By a long way. And people need to get behind this guy. Trump had 4 years to drain the swamp. He ran on a platform of draining the swamp. Everybody's been lying to themselves, saying Donald Trump, he fulfilled his promises. No, he didn't. He ran on a promise of draining the swamp. Does anybody remember this?
Right.
He did not drain the swamp. It is now the swamp that has charged him with four crimes. He's being charged in four different jurisdictions for crimes. Because why? The deep state will not allow you to pick the candidate you want. And so you need to understand, we don't have a republic anymore. The republic is gone, folks. The only way we have a republic is if we take it back and restore it. And we do that through fair elections. We do that by defeating the globalist agenda at the state level. We do that by getting these fake Republican rhinos that vote for globalism out of office, running against them in primaries and defeating them. This is how we fix this problem. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't think it can be fixed in all 50 states. No, I think we can fix this problem in 25 to 32 states. And you look at this diagonal line that runs from Florida all the way to Washington, Oregon, includes states like Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming. These are the states that are going to take a stand for freedom. It'll be this diagonal line from the northwest to the southeast. I don't believe you can save the northeast of the United States. I don't believe you can save California and Arizona. Arizona is so corrupt. Even the Republicans are corrupt in Arizona.
They are.
The home of John McCain, right? John McCain is the mayor daily of senators. He was the most corrupt senator in history, other than the guy in Nevada. Remember that guy, Harry Reid?
Right.
Okay, so Harry Reid was the mayor daily of Nevada, and John McCain was the mayor daily of Arizona. And their parties were just as corrupt as they were. They ruled the roost for decades. People need to acknowledge this truth. I'm not sure Arizona's savable. I'm not sure California's savable. In fact, I really doubt it is, unless there's a revolution there soon. Nevada, I don't think it's savable. Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota. Are these states preservable? Will Eastern Washington and Eastern Oregon secede from their state capitals? Probably in the end. You know, is Iowa savable? I don't know. Let's ask David.
Okay. Looks like we have David in Iowa. Good morning, David.
Sam, you were talking about Ramaswamy. Yeah, you know, when he first came out, I was really impressed with him. Earlier last year, and I can't remember where I heard this, I heard that his education was paid for by George Soros.
Yeah, I don't believe that, because his father was a wealthy, successful engineer.
And I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, just barely.
Okay, no, I don't believe that at all. And I'll tell you why. Because his father was a very successful engineer. His mother was a very successful doctor psychologist. Before he got out of grad school or law school, he'd already amassed a net worth of $15 million. This guy is a brilliant entrepreneur. He has a degree in law. Okay, he has a number of other degrees from Harvard and Yale. He's not part of Skull and Bones at Yale. He was a very conservative libertarian all through his college, and you look at his papers that he published. Yeah, I wouldn't believe that for a second. I think that's just designed to slander the guy. I don't think that's true at all. It doesn't make sense.
I hope you're right. But maybe that's the reason he got through all of it so easy, because it was all paid for.
Well, I don't think so. This guy is a hard worker. He's a dynamic guy. I guess if you were to try and look at his background and find a hole in him, he was an intern at the hedge fund Aramith Advisors and an intern at an investment bank known as Goldman Sachs. That's about the only tie that you could tie him to the globalist is Goldman Sachs. And he was an intern there for a short period of time. But if you look at his undergrad work, his graduate work, he's been a libertarian his whole life. He has some very strong conservative Christian influences in his life. He has a very libertarian bent. He is highly, highly intelligent. So is he a Trojan horse candidate? I haven't seen any real evidence of that yet.
Yeah, I hope he isn't, man. He probably is the most impressive politician I think I've ever heard, quite frankly.
Well, he speaks the truth. That ought to be an interesting thing, right? When someone gets up and speaks the truth that other Republicans are afraid to speak, that means something to me. Because when you speak the truth in this society, you put yourself in great danger.
Okay, that's all I had.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. I'm looking forward to the instructors meeting. I plan on being there. Will it be at your home again, Sam?
Yeah, we'll have it. We'll have it in the living room of my house.
Right. Are there any new instructors, or we got the same as last year, sir?
We've got potentially three new instructors coming this year. I would bet on one being there. I'm not sure about the other two yet. I'll know more in about 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, it's going to be really great getting this lawsuit behind us. It's been a real marathon of time and money. And ladies and gentlemen, competent legal defense costs a lot of money. The listeners of Doug Hagman's show and my show have been instrumental in keeping this fight going. And we're still accepting donations at Freedom Center USA. There's a panel at my website that you can make a quick and easy PayPal donation and a physical address to mail a check or money order. It all helps, doesn't it, Sam?
Oh, it really does. And we're now at a point in this fight where we need help. We have gotten behind on the legal bills, and we're now at the point where we really do need help. We're about to go to trial. We've got to depose 5 expert witnesses. Those two things alone, the bill will be over $15,000-$20,000, and we're already a good $15,000 behind. So, we need to really get going on this. I can't wait for the classes to start up. That'll help us pay these bills.
Absolutely. Well, we have big plans for a tower to be built there and the ranges to be expanded where there's more ranges. Tell us about the tower that the blueprints are waiting to be built.
Yeah, we're going to try and build, once this legal fight is over, we're going to try and build a 180-foot tower. It'll serve multiple purposes. So in our long-range training, it will allow us to demonstrate to students the actual difference in your come-ups on your trajectory when you're shooting flat versus shooting at an inclination angle. And so, for example, I think at about 180 foot, 60 yards above our normal shooting point, your bullet at 300 yards might hit 2.5 inches higher than if you're down on the benches. The shooting benches are laying prone on the firing line. You get up on the top of that tower and shoot at the same target, and your bullet's going to hit high. A lot of people think if you're shooting uphill, you're going to hit low. If you're shooting downhill, you're going to hit high. That's a misnomer. That's not true. In fact, if you're shooting at a 30-degree up angle, say 800 yards, you're going to hit exactly the same distance high as if you're shooting at a 30-degree down angle at 800 yards.
No kidding.
You hit high in both scenarios. Anytime you deviate from a level shot, your bullet's going to impact higher than it would traditionally.
And a deviation would be what percent? What grade? 5% change in grade?
Oh, it changes dramatically. We generally don't take the time to calculate an inclination angle adjustment unless we're past 500 yards and past 10 degrees of inclination. Because shorter than that, less inclination of that, the effect is quite small. But when you get past 10 degrees of inclination, outside of 500 yards, it becomes more than a click or two on the scope. And so now we've got to make the adjustment.
That's good to know. That's good information. And this is kind of knowledge you can gain at Freedom Center USA, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that we want to do is we want to put wind meters out at various ranges. So we go to 1,000 yards. I want a wind speed indicator and a monitor that you can read with your scope hanging out in front of the range.
Really?
I want that at like 100 yards, 300 yards, 600 yards. We're going to make that 1,000-yard range a wind reading lab.
Whoa. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Here's our last break. We'll wrap this up when we get back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Sam, you've got about 3 minutes here, sir, to put out the most important information you want this very first show of 2024, sir.
Well, I think what's critical is what lies right in front of us. There are several things every American should be working on. Defeating the globalist agenda at the state level. Electing a constitutional sheriff. Working to pass laws that thwart election fraud in your state. And under no circumstances do you ever allow them to federalize our elections or confiscate or register guns. I think those are the things that really matter. And there's probably a 30 to 40% chance we're in the middle of a civil war by the end of this year. And if you're not ready, get ready. Because they are moving at light speed to take over this country. And they're going to use medical tyranny. They're going to use national associations. They're going to use the United Nations and the World Health Organization. And your state legislatures, if you don't rein them in and send them a very clear message, they're going to give up the sovereignty of your state and the sovereignty of your Republican representation to these globalist criminals. It has to stop, and we need to start working on it right now.
Absolutely. Procrastination is not going to get it done, will it?
No, it's not. And being selfish and just staying to yourself instead of getting involved in these issues will be the death of you and your children and your grandchildren. And it's not a joke. These globalists now have the authority to strip your doctor of a medical license in your state if they speak the truth about the clot shot or if they speak the truth about the next virus. Think about that for a second.
And it'll be a hearing before a board. It won't be through the normal courts, will it? Won't it?
No, they're stripping these doctors of their right to due process.
Right.
And they're doing it right under your noses. And nobody's paying attention to this. They will take the whole Bill of Rights simply through medical tyranny. Medical freedom matters. And they will use mental health, viruses, all this health care BS. They will use this to strip the Bill of Rights away from the United States of America.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely, Sam.
They're going to use mental health to take your guns. They're going to use these licensing boards and associations at the federal level to silence your doctors that speak the truth. I'm telling you, it's coming. The mechanisms are being put in place to shape the battlefield so they win the next fight rather than lose it.
Well, this is a time to get ready and get active, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely. There's no time like the present. Now or never, folks.
Okay, well, that's excellent advice. I support 100%. Sam, thank you. Have back next Monday. We appreciate it.
John, thank you. Let freedom ring, brother.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaners, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever get your guns. Leave a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. Lord, God bless my state.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.